Well, the Ashes remain in Australian hands today after another test win in Adelaide, and a 25-year-old occupational therapist has played a small but important role. As any cricketer, and they'll tell you that choosing a bat is a deeply personal experience, something akin to Harry Potter choosing a wand. Now, the market is dominated, or has been, by a handful of major brands, but Jack Conniss is giving them a run for their money, with two Aussie players taking his bats to the middle in the first three Ashes tests. Jack joins me now from Adelaide.
Good morning, Barbara. How are you?
Thanks for having me on. And welcome. Now, you've been at the Oval over the weekend in Adelaide. What does it feel like to see one of your bats in action?
It was pretty surreal to see, Jake out there and amongst the Ashes and retain the urn, which was fantastic. So I'm sure those boys are having had a great night. And it's just fantastic for South Australia to see how we turn up for the Ashes as well, and it was a surreal environment. Yeah, just even being in the stands, so it was awesome.
But your friend, Jake Weatherill, to use the bat, he didn't have the greatest time there, did he? What do you think that was down to? Did the bat play a role?
Oh, that's cricket sometimes, I guess, you know. A lot of batsmen fail more often than actually succeed, so certainly, just one of those things, particularly opening. It's a very, very tricky thing. So, you're bound to miss out here and there. But, yeah, I'd absolutely see him out there and just having fun and enjoying it and being part of one of the most talked about series in the history of the Ashes was, fantastic for him. And to be, a small part of that journey and to see someone, out there and happy and be a part of something massive is bloody awesome.
And it's such a niche skill, I guess. How did you get into it?
Oh, I was just a young fella at school, I guess, and I wanted something more to do than, I guess, English class. And I started kind of mucking around with a few mates' bats, and from there I just managed to kind of get a bit of a name out there for my local club at Kensington and, I guess, start repairing bats for some people like Alex Ross. And yeah, from there, Jake and him were living together at the time, had the opportunity to, fix Jake's bats with Gunnar Moore when he was with that brand when I was 16. And I guess from there, I've, worked on a lot of, like, repairs. And when I was 19, I started making bats under my own JK brand. So, yeah, it's been a cool experience for sure.
And what's this exposure done for you? I mean, here you are on Australian National Radio. I saw you had a write-up in the New York Times. Is this going to change your business forever?
Oh, hopefully. I mean, it's certainly put the name out there. And, I'm just super grateful for, even all my friends and people who I know loosely have come in who have been such significant supports of me. Just, I guess, really happy to see the JK brand out there. Very touching as well. So I'm certainly feeling a lot of love and very grateful for the opportunities that have existed for me in the last, 4 weeks. But I guess over the last, 6 years building the business as well, it's been a really cool experience. And, it's a little bit of a pinch myself moment when I reflect over the last month and how it's kind of played out. But, really appreciative to just be amongst it for sure.
I need to expand the premises, I guess. Jack Conniss, thank you so much for joining us.
No worries. Thank you.